We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Are you ready for rapid fire?
Woo! Finally ready, baby. Let's do it. Let's go.
I'm gonna piggyback off what we were just talking about there. We've been talking about the quarterbacks. Fill in the blank. The Notre Dame quarterback who will have the second most touchdowns next season is blank.
Okay, I need to ask for some clarification.
Okay. Sir. All right.
Next season as in 24?
This upcoming season. Okay.
Because I read that
in between, like next and this and, you know, whatever you want to call it.
At first I read that and I was like, the 25 season, Kenny Minchie. This year is a little harder to come up with because the number two quarterback is going to be either, in my opinion, Steve Angeli, because they're just going to let Steve Angeli be the number two guy because he's been here the longest and he's been the number two for so long, or it's going to be CJ Carr. Like, I believe those are the options on the table. Nothing against Kenny Minchie. I just think he needs to develop more. He's not the number two. So it's going to be one of those two guys. I'm going to pretend like I'm coaching the team, and I will say CJ Carr. Because I just don't know what this staff is going
to
do.
Vince is going to go with who he wants it to be.
Yes.
Not exactly who he thinks it's going to be. 100%.
Because I think he deserves to be the number two. I do. From a talent standpoint, from what I've seen him do in person, actually quarterbacking a football team at Notre Dame, I think CJ Carr deserves to be number two.
I think it's going to be Steve Angeli, just based on
the experience
that he has, and that he is the number two and he did stick around. But again, it's like, I have no idea like what's actually in this coaching staff's head, and you know, how exactly they, you know, like they unveiled CJ Carr for all of us to see over those last two weekends, you know, for at least for the media to see in the jersey scrimmage and in the blue gold game.
They didn't hold anything back with him.
Of the three quarterbacks we saw, CJ Carr was the most consistent in those 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like to answer, you know, Brent was, you know, throwing up some good questions. Does CJ Carr start next season? I think he means
25. Yes.
Right. I think that CJ Carr is absolutely the starter.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But how they get from fall training camp in 24 to the end of fall training, you know, like to basically to the end of spring practice next year. Again, I think it is like a great puzzle. It is a great mystery.
It's a puzzle.
And what that looks like and, you know, how much we actually, I think it's going to be Steve Angeli. Is the number two, and when Riley Leonard comes out, Steve Angeli is going to be the guy.
Yep.
So I think that he's going to have, after Riley Leonard, I think that he's going to have the second most.
And that that's like the safest way to go. You know what I mean? As far as the coaching staff, that's the safest way to travel. It's just status quo. Everybody stays.
Tristan says bye-bye, Kenny, then. Look, okay. at least one, if not two, of these guys are going to be gone a year from now. Like, there's no way around that. You're going to lose some. Like, you can't keep them all forever. That's just – it's unrealistic to think that's going to happen.
Look.
They're fortunate. You know, again, like, depending on how you look at it, they're fortunate that they kept all of them this time.
Absolutely.
There's just no way. You're going to lose – and we've said this before, especially the way they're recruiting at the quarterback position now.
Yep.
You're not going to hold on to everybody. Guys are going to have to transfer because they're going to want to go play someplace.
I just feel like Kenny is the odd man out. I do feel like that. I think he's the odd man out because I think he can go someplace and play a lot because he is that talented. There's no doubt about it. And Aris Gordian Knott says Angeli's going to get some backup snaps so that he can get some solid film when he transfers in December. That is the furthest thing from this coaching staff's mind. I can promise you that. They're not going to be like, we got to get Steve in the game so he can get film so he can transfer.
They're not,
They don't
Angeli will have
his degree about that.
Yeah.
They don't care.
That's not what they're going to do. Film is not priority number one. Their priority has got to be developing their guys and getting them, you know, one, winning games week in and week out. But two, they do have to have an eye toward next season to some extent.
Absolutely.
When it comes to this specifically, and again, how they're divvying things up during practice, not just in training camp, but over the course of the season as well.
Tristan, it says Kenny would back up CJ. I think he would stay to graduate. Listen, if I had my way, which nobody asks my opinion at Notre Dame, okay? If I had it my way, the depth chart would be Riley Leonard, CJ Carr, Kenny Minchie, Steve Angeli. That would be my depth chart, and that would be my same depth chart going into next year, obviously minus Riley Leonard, and Kenny would be my backup, and Steve Angeli would be my third, which means he would transfer. And I don't know if that's enough to keep Kenny here because he knows he's not going to start. So I don't know the answer to that. I don't know Kenny at all. And he would be my number two going into 25. That's what I would do. But again, nobody asks me. So that's just my opinion.
Adam agrees with you.
Nice job, Adam.
Tristan says we all.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's agreeing with me. I love it.
And I don't disagree either. I just don't know.
I know
how they look at it, like how much they value the more experience that Angeli. And you know, and again, like Gino Guidulli talked in the spring about the grades that they get after every practice,
grading out,
and all that kind of So like, was the jersey scrimmage just another practice? You know, because if you graded that out, I don't think that there's a way that CJ Carr doesn't come out on the top of the list in that jersey scrimmage. Now, the blue gold game was a different story, but you know, they're going to grade that out as well. Angeli would come out a little bit farther ahead because he took a lot better care of the football. But when they break down film, you know, like just making plays are one thing, but you know, there's also the plays that you don't make, you know, and that has to be factored into the grading as well.
Totally. So, and we don't know what Gino Guidulli looks for when he grades film. You know, is he looking for something specific one day and something specific another day, or, you know, all of those different things. We don't know the answer to that, right? Because we're not sitting in the film room with him breaking down that film. And so what we see is one thing, but it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what Gino Guidulli and Mike Denbrock and ultimately Marcus Freeman, what they see on a day-to-day basis and what they see on film. And so I don't know how they couldn't see what we see, but we don't know. We don't know.
But they also get to see more. But I just can't see, based on what we saw from CJ Carr, I can't see them, you know, seeing a guy who made just like bucket loads of mistakes over the course of the spring, you know.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brent asks if Riley Leonard will be a 2025 first-round pick. In the Rapid Fire show on Friday, I think that's when we said, who's going to hear their name, you know, what Notre Dame player will hear his name called first in the 2025 class. I have Riley Leonard. I think you and Jess both had Benjamin Morrison as your number one guy. But I do think, you know, again, Riley Leonard stays healthy, plays to Riley Leonard standard in Notre Dame standard football. I think he's going to be a first-round draft pick next year. I think he's going to go very high.
I completely agree.
Fill in the blank. It's blank that Notre Dame got a weekend commitment from Columbia defensive tackle Quentin Autry, who is the second preferred walk-on they've added in the last week.
It's something, because there's a reason that PWOs are coming, and like guys that can get scholarships elsewhere have decided to come to Notre Dame to be a PWO. Like, that says a lot about this program, and it says a lot about Marcus Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got guys coming from a lower level up to Notre Dame. And we kind of talked about this with the women's basketball team, right? You've got guys that have been successful. They've had success individually. They've got their scholarship or whatever, and they've decided to come to Notre Dame. And this is even bigger because they're paying their own way to come to Notre Dame and be a part of this program and what they could potentially be moving forward. It says a lot about this program, man. A lot about this program.
Yeah. I guess the fact that they plucked another Ivy League guy away, you know, like those guys are used to paying their way to a large extent.
They don't have scholarships
already.
Over there.
Yeah, that's right. And I know that he does really well academically. So I'm sure he'll get some academic money when he comes to Notre Dame and things like that. You know, and it gives him good depth in the defensive line. He's not massive, but at the same time, a year from now, maybe a guy who's you know, able to contend for some time on mm-hmm. the two deep. I wouldn't see, you know, a lot of that coming from him this year. But it is, you know, at least when you look at where they are with the scholarship limits and the fact that they do have to get down, it's, I agree with everything you said about what it says about the program, that they are able to get these kind of guys, but it's also sort of a creative way to continue to add some depth with guys who have experience at other programs who they don't have to commit a scholarship to.
Yeah. Initially. It's amazing. I mean, of all the major power Division I schools, Notre Dame is at the biggest disadvantage to get PWOs because of how much it costs to go to Notre Dame. I mean, it is not cheap. It's like $75,000 a year to come to Notre Dame, if not more at this point. That was the last time I saw it. That was a few years back. So it's very expensive to come. There's a reason that when we're out recruiting with my kid, I'm like, state school, because he's going to get a PWO from a school at some point, because that's how they do recruiting. So it's like, you're willing to fork over some pretty serious money, because I guarantee you both of those kids who are coming as PWOs could get scholarships at another school and go to school for free and finish out their college careers.
Yeah.
But they're deciding to come to Notre Dame to be a part of this program, be a part of Notre Dame, and do what it takes and pay through the nose to be a part of this program. That's amazing.
Fill in the blank. Notre Dame women's basketball landing grad transfer forwards Leah Tu King from Pittsburgh, Liza Carlin from Marquette, and getting the commitment today from 2025 forward Leah Macy means blank.
It means that I am going to sneak into your luggage for the Final Four next year, because that's where Notre Dame is headed.
Tampa, baby. Tampa.
I'm telling you, there are worse places to be in March. How about that? Or I guess it'd be April, maybe, by the time the Final Four rolls around. But I tell you what, man, there's a pretty cheap flight from South Bend to Tampa that I wouldn't mind being on to watch Notre Dame do their thing. That would be a lot of fun. It's a Final Four team with this roster. As long as everybody's healthy, that's Absolutely. A big if when Absolutely. We're talking about Notre Dame women's basketball. Now,
unfortunately, you do have to put that asterisk there.
But with the way this roster is constructed, man, this is a Final Four team.
And Jimmy said could be the best roster in the country. I think that there is a strong case for it. Obviously, Macy won't be here until next year, but now you're adding a double-double in Leah Tu King, a near double-double in Liza Carlin from Marquette, and Kate Koval, the number one post player in the country, coming in this year. You add that, you've got Maddie Westbeld as well. So all of a sudden, you've got this, you know, blossoming front court to go along with the backcourt that you've got with Hidalgo, Miles, and Citron, not to mention KK Bransford and Prosper and Rish. Like, you are just going to have a loaded. Like, we thought this past season, the way the season started, it's like, because Neil Ivey's benches had been so short the first few years, and she really expanded it this past season. But then all of a sudden, all these players started getting injured, you know, and it's but like at the start of the season, it's like, how is all this going to work, you know, with all these different combinations she's going to have, and obviously that's what you're going to have now this year. But you're going to have a star-studded backcourt, a star-studded front court. It all adds up to a team that, like, there's no reason that they won't be in the Final Four next year with what they've got. Like them, South Carolina, USC, just right there, right off the top, are going to have three of the deepest and most talented teams in the country going into next season.
No doubt about it. This is going to be a fun team to watch next year. That's for darn sure.
Absolutely. And again, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but I think it's worth repeating. Hidalgo, Miles, Citron, Westbeld, and Leah Tu King, the forward from Pittsburgh coming in, who averaged a double-double, first team all ACC. All five of those players have been first-team All-ACC at some point in their careers so far. And Carlin, coming from Marquette, was first-team All-Big East last season. So you've got six players who have been first-team All-Conference at some point. So that's already
nutty. Just nutty.
Yep. Amazing. Apple TV announcers went silent for two batters during their broadcast of the Giants and Phillies baseball game Friday night to allow viewers to take in ballpark noise. Do you like this move?
I did. I saw this on Twitter A little bit ago. And I think it's kind of a revolutionary idea, to be honest with you. Now, I wouldn't want the whole broadcast to be that, but I did kind of like, because I'm sorry, there's nothing like going to a baseball game and just being there with the ambiance and keeping score and shelling my peanuts as I'm watching the game and doing all, like, I don't necessarily, if I'm at the game, I don't want to hear the announcers. I just want to watch the game and take it in for what it is. It kind of gives you a little piece of that, you know. Now I'm at home and I generally want to hear the announcers and all of that. And so I like the snippet of the two batters. I thought it was cool. I thought it was thinking outside the box.
Usually when I'm doing, you know, when I've got a baseball game on, I'm doing, you know, like some work on my laptop.
Sure.
And, you know, I've got the announcers, you know, kind of letting me know what's going on in the background. How am I going to know? Like, as an announcer myself, I think there's a fine line between,
yes,
especially in baseball, you can let it breathe a little bit more. But, like, there's a fine line between letting it breathe a little bit more and we're going to sit here and say nothing. You know, like,
right.
It was unique anyway. You know, okay. I did, because you don't see it, obviously, where the announcer just sits there and says nothing. I know that announcers, you know, can annoy some people sometimes. So there's probably a lot of people who liked it. I know that you're way too young to remember this because you weren't even born. In 1980, the NFL, they did it was the first ever game without announcers. There were no announcers. It was an NFL game, Jets and Dolphins. They just put the game up and they let it roll. And I remember, you know, I was still pretty young, but I remember watching it. And it didn't go over well, Vince. Like, they didn't do it again. You know, you may have noticed. So I actually like the announcers, like, filling me in and letting me know what's going on during a broadcast, because that's why they're there. Now, Apple has done some unique things. Remember, they're the ones, we talked about this, that they give you the option to, like, on your remote control, you can select the radio broadcasts of either of the teams that are playing there. And, you know, so, like, if on your remote, they made it an option to select, just give me the crowd noise. Like, I think that that's worth looking into.
Yeah, there you go.
Rather than just hitting mute, so you at least have background, you know, like crowd noise and stuff like that. I think that's worth, you know, making it an option. But as an announcer, it's like, you've got to have announcers.
It's like poking the bear to you.
That's right.
I get it. I totally get it. I thought it was kind of cool. I thought, like I said, it's thinking outside the box. I didn't mind it for the brief amount of time that it was out there.
I thought it was worth, at least worth kind of seeing it. Yeah. They did a lot of crowd shots, though.
Yes,
as well,
they did. Because there's a lot of time in between pitches or in between batters or whatever the case may be. And so if you don't have announcers talking, then you got to show some crowd. So, I mean, I guess that makes I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Craig says, are we sure it wasn't just a virus and it didn't work for a while?
It is Apple.
You never know, I guess. Tristan, thank you very much for the super sticker.
Yeah, Tristan's had a lot of good comments today. I've liked Tristan's contributions.
He has.
To the show tonight. Thank you.
Brought his A game. So what do you think is the best sport to attend live, Vince? Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, some other sport? What do you think?
This is so hard. And I'll tell you why. Because the first one I was looking at this question, I was thinking to myself, would I rather watch a football game at home or in person? Would I rather watch a basketball game at home or in person? You know, like that kind of a juxtaposition. Because I would always rather go to games in person. I think that's always the best, right? I will never watch like hockey on TV, but I enjoy going to hockey games. You know what I mean? Like it has to be in person.
It's different when you're there. Yeah.
Oh, light years difference. Light years difference when it comes to hockey, right? If you're giving me the option of which of these four to go see in person, if it's a team I don't care about, I want to go to a football game. If it's my team, I want to go to a baseball game. The other ones I don't really care as far as like the hierarchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how I would say, if it's a Cubs game, I'm going baseball. If it's a Notre Dame game, obviously I'm going football. But if it's teams I don't care about in football, I still love football, and I would rather go to a football game over all the other ones in person. So there's my answer. It's convoluted. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Interesting. Okay, so
I'm all over the place with my answer. I'm sorry.
You really are. Like, you almost kind of confused me actually with what your answer actually is. But a lot of people saying hockey, which I think is interesting. Like,
and it's a thousand times better than on TV.
Been to personally. A couple of hockey. Actually, called a few hockey games. You know, like, should have kept the audio of that because it was. You know, like, for a guy who doesn't know very much about hockey, it was a unique experience. I'll definitely say that. I'm going with baseball, though, because I just think that baseball is like, you don't have to be dialed in 100%
true.
To what's going on. And the atmosphere is obviously very laid back. And it's, you know, it's like you get your hot dog, your cold beverage, your Cracker Jacks, you know, whatever it happens to be. And you can just kind of relax, carry on a conversation and sort of, you know, like pay attention to what's going on. Like, as much as I like, you know, obviously going to football games and, you know, covering football, like being there, because Notre Dame especially is such a, you know, like all the history and it's such a production, basically. Sure. Just everything that goes into it, you know, so I'm not saying, you know, like that I don't like that, but I think football in general is the best TV sport to watch. Like, because of, you know, again, like there's so much that goes with it. I think that you actually, like, we're fortunate that we have, you know, like the instant replay and all.
That's
like,
true.
Instant replay is such a big part of football, and having that. And like when we were at the Jersey scrimmage, for example, like, you know, like there was obviously no TV of that. And like, so a play would happen and like you automatically you're used to looking up where the TV
and it just blank screen.
You don't see it. Yeah. So I think because like replay and everything else is such a part of football, I think it's the best TV sport to watch. But I think that baseball to me is the best in-person sport to watch.
That's fair.
Because of the more casual pace and because football is so formatted. Sure. And like all the stuff that they put up on the screen with the stats and, you know, again, the instant replay and everything else, you want to see what's going on. I think the football is the best TV sport. I think baseball is the best in-person sport.
That's fair. No, I see what you're saying. I've fallen asleep to many a baseball game in summertime and it's glorious. I mean, it's like the perfect way to fall asleep, kind of close your eyes. You can still hear what's happening in the game. Take a few nods, you know, and then wake up, watch the rest of the game. Never done that at a baseball game, obviously. And I love going to baseball games. I really do love going to baseball games. I love watching football live, man. I just love watching football live. And I don't get as much out of it on TV as I do live.
Really?
Now, yeah, there's just things that I guess I naturally look for in between plays and things like that I don't see on TV.
Yeah, it's now like, if you're there, again, like to cover it, or, yeah, you know, like as opposed to, you know, just there being a fan, there's definitely a benefit to being there in person for a football game because you get to see, you see the whole field and how the, you know, the play develops and all that kind of stuff. But just like watching from a fan standpoint, to me, I think it's
I would never better. Go to like a Super Bowl. I don't think. I think I would rather watch that at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
for what you have to pay and what you get out of the in-person experience, absolutely. I think you're better off staying at home.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
We're getting all kinds of crazy stuff coming up in the chat now. People are really just kind of. So Netflix did the Tom Brady roast last night.
Yes, they did.
Would you ever want to be roasted? Not literally on a spit, but would
right,
you
right.
want to be the subject of a roast?
You know, this was tough for me. I feel like I would take it too personally, to be honest with you. I'm going to go with no, because I'm an angry person in general. And I think that I would lose the few friendships that I have to a roast.
I don't think
it would be good. I don't think it would be good.
It's like, you know, like they say there's, you know, at least a little truth in every joke. Like,
yeah.
Like that's literally what a roast is. It's like people don't care. It's like they just get it out there. And like, I don't know. I know you didn't see very much of it. I tuned over and kind of tried to watch a little. The pace of it was just, I tuned in when random, like, cause I had kind of forgotten it was on and we were watching someplace else, something else, and turned it on. And I turned it on when Randy Moss was on and I wasn't really that into it. So it was actually better kind of watching some of the snippets today online, you know, to get to see some of that. And there was some good stuff in there. Like, but like, what's his name? Jeff Ross brought up the massages with Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady got up out of his seat and was like, "Don't say that again."
You know, like, and that's a part about these live roasts that you can get in trouble because they go, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't cut the stuff out.
Yep.
Like,
and there were
the live stuff.
And that's what happens, man. You know, it's like in Tom Brady, I mean, apparently there was a lot of, you know, like mentions of Giselle and, you know, like references to Giselle and, you know, her new guy and all that. Like, so my answer is no, because like, you just don't know what, like people who know you well enough, know the things that they can go after you for. And it's like, I don't think I'd be very comfortable sitting there listening. Like,
nope.
I feel like DK and Salty, you know, like roast us enough. Just in
Seriously.
The chat on a day-to-day basis. You
Seriously. You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. So
yeah.
I don't think it would be good for me. It would not be good for me. I would hold grudges. Every time I see that person, I would think about what they said about me at the roast.
Yep. By the way, apparently a lot of T-Swift fans at the roast last night, they were booing Kim Kardashian. I don't know if you heard about that. So
why are T-Swift fans going to a Tom Brady roast?
Well,
or is just everybody?
I don't think they went as T-Swift fans, but I think
they
that
just
there
happened
are,
to
you
know, be because like, it just overlaps every possible walk of life.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, big Kim K, T-Swift rivalry still going on.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So there you go.
Well, it goes back, you know, to when Kanye went up on stage, you know, when Taylor Swift was getting her award a few years back.
I remember something about that.
And it's been a big thing since then. So
DK says challenge accepted on roasting us.
I feel like you've already stepped
up to
the plate in that regard.
DK, and it's a good thing you don't know me for real, because the roast would be brutal. And I don't think I would like that very much. But.
Yep. Brent, you know, I tried to watch last night on ESPN a little bit. I was going to watch your guy, Logan Webb, pitch. But by the time, again, I was watching something else. By the time I flipped over, Logan Webb was already out of the game because the Phillies had rocked him, apparently. So,
it's not good.
Not a very good night for Logan Webb. So,
it's not
all
good.
Right. Well, that's going to do it tonight. Covered a lot of stuff.
As yeah, we
always
did.
On tonight's show and even more. Big day for Notre Dame women. Big last 24 hours for Notre Dame women's basketball and a lot of Notre Dame football stuff that we got to as well. I believe Ryan is going to be here tomorrow.
Boom.
Working on a guest for later in the week. I still have to figure out what's going to happen Wednesday. Realized that.
So. Just screwed you. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. It's, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
I guess.
See if I can figure it out. All right. Well, hit the like button and subscribe, rate, and review. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate you. As always, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Ivy Nation Sports Talk.